Welcome to the Kim and Kyle podcast, where we give realtors and entrepreneurs the mindset, strategies, and skills that you need to build the business and life you want. Every week, we're bringing you guests or ideas to help you market your business for the year we live in.
And we're live. What's going on today, Kim?
Well, we just interviewed our newest employee. Yep. Interviewed slash hired, because we knew it was going to be a hire.
Yeah, for sure.
But we just got all the details underway and set that up so that she can get started here in the next couple of weeks for our new business venture.
Oh, yeah.
It's happening.
It's happening. What are we doing? What business venture? Have we even talked about this on the podcast? I don't think.
Okay, so last time we talked, we were still in negotiations.
Right.
And what happened is negotiations fell through.
Yep. But after looking at all the finances, we know, so this the company that we were going to acquire sold dog food and had a bakery, but the margins on dog food was so slim that they weren't really making any money on the dog food. So after looking at all the finances, the portion of the business that they had the biggest margins on and that were actually making money on was the bakery. So instead of purchasing anything from them, we are doing a dog cookie and cake.
We're just restarting.
We're restarting it, essentially.
So we offered an offer that essentially didn't get us anything, just kind of gave them money for nothing at the end of the day. That's what it came down to.
Just to buy some
equipment. Just to like help out and kind of not feel like we were just taking their idea and running.
Yeah.
They did not accept that offer, which is fine. And we'd done enough research and we had looked at everything, and now the market gap is wide open here in this area for that. And a lot of people are missing what they did have to offer. And so we're just starting from scratch.
Yep.
Literally. And we are baking dog cookies, which sounds so funny.
It does sound funny when you say it out loud.
It sounds like a little kid.
Yeah, I know. But that being said, we are not opening a storefront. So it will be online only. And we will also have local pickup. And we are researching how to get the ability to do DoorDash. It seems like that's a thing. Mm-hmm. So people should be able to DoorDash their stuff as long as there's like a delay. I mean, it'll have like you order today and then it's like 2 days later. But I think that's still fine.
Yeah. So my big picture is to start out with the bakery portion and doing dog treats and all sorts of handmade dog treats and shipping them out. And, you know, people like to spoil. If people are going to spend money, it's going to be on their kids or their dogs.
Right.
Animals, pets. And then as we can grow that portion, I would love to see us bring back into the community and online that knowledge of healthier dog food and bring that portion of it back.
And even if that is hiring someone who really has that knowledge and just does the advising and then sends them somewhere else to buy the food, just since the margins are so slim on it, some of these companies have really perfected that portion of their business. So we would partner with someone like that, send them there, or maybe have our own. But the cost of inventory and stuff is really high on stuff like that. So it may be more beneficial to us to have bigger wholesale accounts and then send the customer to get their dog, the healthy foods for their dogs to these other places.
So people are probably like, this makes no sense with anything you do, but let me explain. First and foremost, it does make sense.
Yeah.
So since I was little, I always said I was going to do something to help the dogs, whether it be like a dog rescue or a doggy daycare or some kind of store.
Yep.
So that has always been in my long-term plan. But secondly, my need to tell people about nutrition and exercise and health doesn't stop at humans. I'm going to get you and your pets in shape and healthier and live a better lifestyle.
Exactly.
So it all makes sense.
It all does make sense. and if you can make money doing it and already have a built-in employee who knows how to kind of run the bakery section, or at least a little bit of that knowledge, then we already have the space So it just kind of made sense. It kind of fell into our laps and ended up how things worked out. We saved a whole bunch of money. We didn't get any used equipment. We can get brand new equipment for less than what we were going to have to get the used equipment for. And we didn't have to buy the recipes because you have to get recipes approved every year anyways. After we talked to the ag
people
person.
People that we need to talk to.
The FDA or whatever.
So it all is coming together. So now we're starting from square zero.
Yep.
And building this new company. But I feel like we do a lot of creative stuff. But mm-hmm. I feel like this is a different kind of creativeness that is a little bit more lighthearted and fun. And I mean, it's going to be hard work in business. But it's you get to focus on dogs. So automatically that makes the marketing seem fun, like even dog memes and stuff.
Even with like logo design, all of that stuff, it's like totally different than any of the other logos that we help, because we have a graphic designer that works with us.
Like everything else we do, we try to keep so professional. Yeah. And this is going to be professional, but it's got to have that like lighthearted, kid, dog friendly spin on it.
Yeah. With a color palette, whenever we were picking that, it's totally different than any of the other color palettes.
There's colors for involved. Companies.
it's fun. Because you have to really think outside of our normal
so it's
professional business people.
First week of February, and we're going to see if we can get everything started by March.
March 1st.
And, of course, February is the shortest month of the year, and we're going to try and take a business from zero to moving in that time frame.
2 weeks.
But we'll see.
Yeah. So we got to order equipment tonight and tomorrow and figure out where to go pick that up. There's a few places in Lexington that we can get that equipment from too.
Yeah, and I've been trying, I would like to vlog the experience because we've never done that before. It's taking people through, okay, we've got nothing.
Just
an idea, and here's how we're going to take an idea to where we're going to take it. So like kind of documenting that process of, you know, looking through and finding this equipment and where do we go and who do we talk to and how do we get approvals and all that stuff, I think would be interesting.
Kind of the basics of starting a business.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't have to create the LLC or the corporation or any of that stuff. We just have to add a DBA, which doing business as, to one of our current LLCs. So we have an LLC that anything where we sell products goes under, and that's Terry Goods LLC. So since we will be selling a product online, this will go underneath that specific LLC, so that we already have all of that covered. And I'm sorry, I can't talk today for some reason. Every conversation that I've had so far today, words are hard.
Great. Because you're in charge of this podcast today. You're coming at me with the idea of what we shall discuss,
Two things that are all kind of encompassed into one. So the largest companies keep things simple, the simplest tasks, and that in turn makes everything run much more smoothly.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah, the KISS method. But you build out the systems so that everything is simplified. You know, from start to finish, this is how we do this. This is how we, so if we're going to produce a product for ProGifted, we know that while producing that product, we need to create marketing material from that. So that product needs photos and it needs a video. So that's part of that process. Every time we create something, it needs to turn into a piece of marketing content. So that's a very simple, that seems so simple. But when we start baking cookies, that same exact process, as soon as we get a new company that we bake cookies for or a new style, that turns into multiple pieces of content for social media and marketing, whether it's putting the cookies in the oven, coming up with a new recipe, a different design, a different company that we've partnered with that we're wholesaling to. Each one of those pieces has to turn into a piece of marketing content. And now some businesses don't have a built-in marketing company or media company to do that. So they would have to hire someone and make cookies specifically for that. But we utilize stuff that we're already doing to incorporate in our marketing. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like a simplified, that's just a simple version of that. So when we hire someone for those positions or people that are already in those positions, they need to know, even if it's with our phone or whatever, or we just have a phone sitting back there, record, take a picture. This is the simple process. You know, if we put something in the laser, you need a shot of it going in there. You need a shot of it getting lasered. You need the shot of it getting cleaned, and you need the shot of the finished product. It's very simple every time.
Yeah. And that's something that we have worked on and are still working on. And that's something like moving forward with this new business has been, I think, one of the things stressing me out the most is how to make it easy from the start.
Yep.
And not get overwhelmed with, well, then we got to add this and just keeping it. Okay, here's what we have. Here's what we're going to do. Here's how it's going to go out.
Yep.
And that's like what I keep rewriting down on papers, starting that process of building that system out.
Yeah. And we've been doing a lot more research around that because we have so many things going on that we need it more simplified. And that's the reason why we are wanting to talk about this today, because talking about these things on the podcast is not necessarily so much as to teach anyone listening. You guys are kind of along the journey with us. So we've not talked about this before the podcast, really, that we were going to hit this specific subject.
The things we talk about are things we need to.
Yeah, exactly. Then that way we are doing two things at once.
I feel like our podcasts are just our business conversations that we don't have time to have otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's
our life conversations.
Doing two things at once. And we're getting video content for our social media pages. It's like turn one thing into six things, but that one thing is the only thing that needs to be done that takes up time. Mm-hmm. So, and that's kind of how it works. And another thing that we're doing to simplify is we are using a success list for our days. So 5 items go on the success list, and those are the 5 tasks that you have to complete in any given day. No matter what employee you are, you have 5 tasks every day.
So this stresses me out. You're going to have to help me work through this.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so
because and what we'll do you do with all your tasks that come up every day?
Some of them are automatic habits that you do every day. So like if walking a mile, and they have to be tasks that are in your control. So it can't be sale, get $10,000 worth of sales. It has to be contact 21 people. That's going to be on everybody's list that is in a marketing or a sales position, is 21 POCs, points of contact, every day. And that's number one on the list. And we got to win the day. Our goal is to win 3 out of the 5 days of the week, if not 5 out of the 5 days of the week. Nothing's perfect. But at the end of the year, if the majority of the time you've won 4 out of 5 days for 52 weeks, then that is a winning year. And
so are these things that you're putting on your list what you do first? Like I wake up and I don't look at my to-do list. I look at those things first.
This is going to be your to-do list. And I know there's a lot of things on your to-do list, but it could be the most important things on your to-do list. I know we have 50 things that we could do, but these are your 5 critical tasks that need to be taken care of each day. So, for example, if working out is not a habit, it needs to go on the list. You need to get a workout in. Right now, you are working on your diet because of where you're pregnant. And last time you did or did not have gestational diabetes, you did not, but you were like on the verge of it. So right now you're pricking your finger, figuring out your diet and how to keep your blood sugar in check. So that is going to be on one of your 5 daily tasks is to eat at specific times. At the end of the day, if you did not eat at 8, 12, 4, and 7.
I failed.
Then you failed that task.
So these shouldn't take a ton of time out of your day, is what you're saying.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep.
So how do you pick the types of things that you should put on your success list?
The ones that are going to move the needle forward.
Okay, explain this to me.
So I don't know what you're, so we'll, and how you go over this is you have to go over what you are currently doing. And then, because you may be wasting time. So maybe you spend a week documenting all the things that you've been working on. And then you, the next Monday, you look at that list, or the end of the day on Friday, you spend 2 hours going over that and figuring out what you shouldn't have been doing. What did you waste your time on? You know, so I don't know if that, does that make sense?
Yeah. I got to put together my list. So I'm trying to figure out.
Well, you got to figure out what you're currently doing. You just can't come up with things out of the blue. Otherwise, you should know what you do during the day.
I have no idea what I do during the day.
You waste a lot of time is what it sounds like. What it sounds like to me is Kim's been wasting time and she needs to get better at being more efficient.
I think that's pretty normal. I think if you sit anybody down and say, what did you do today? They're going to go,
I know, because they're not organized.
What did you do today?
I got up this morning. I checked the emails. I made 3 or 4 phone calls. I edited some pictures. I texted a couple of clients to let them know that their pictures are done and they'll be sent over later today. Then I texted you because I was going to have a conversation about the interview beforehand, but you were at the doctor and I had to start the interview 20 minutes by myself. And then you were here and then we went to eat and now we're on a podcast.
So what is on your success list? Daily success list. What are your 5 must-do tasks every day?
This is something new that we're implementing, so I'm going to have to look at my notebook and figure out what needs to be on that list.
Okay.
Whether it needs to be, I need to talk to each employee to make sure that they are staying on task. That's the higher level thing. Then there's a certain handful of clients that I need to reach out to and introduce them to Kinsey, the marketing girl. That way I'm transferring kind of the relationship with that client to her. So that's going to be, I'm going to have a list of all the clients that that I have done business with over the past 6 years. And for the next 30 days or whatever, one of my tasks is going to be to make that introduction.
So the tasks change?
They can change, yes.
Okay.
And the only thing that's staying on all of the sales and marketing people is the 21 POCs. They have to contact. And it can be, that seems undoable if you think about it as in I have to make 21 phone calls and have 21 conversations. Yes, that is not achievable. But if you go to one meeting and there are 10 people at that meeting, then you've hit 10 of those contacts within one meeting.
So,
or if you go to a networking event and there's 50 people, that one networking event, you've accomplished all 21 points of contact.
So I know that you're new to this too, but how would you recommend, I'm going to go make my list. How much of my list of my 5 things should be directed towards work versus like what you're saying, like working out? Like that's something that helps my work and helps my life. But like, how do you choose like these 3 things are work specific? I'm going to make 21 points of contact today. I'm going to send this many emails.
Work related. Their personal life, they can figure that out. They can have a personal life.
But for the person listening, you know, like,
how do you choose? So once something becomes a habit, then you take it off the list.
Okay.
So if you want to start creating a habit by walking a mile every day, then you put that on your list. Then after 15 days, once that becomes a habit, you pull it off the list and you put you replace it because it is a habit. You just walk a mile every day. That's part of your day.
So this reminds me, I heard one time people talking about their transformation coaches. So what they would do with their people who are severely out of shape and needed a lot of help is they'd have them pick something every day that they could do no matter what.
Yeah.
So it'd be, and this is what it kind of reminds me of, is they would say, you know, the one thing you're going to promise yourself to do every day is brush your teeth when you wake up.
Yep.
And what happened throughout their transformation challenge journey is for as long as they woke up and brushed their teeth, they did well mm-hmm. and they kept going and they kept making progress. But when they'd like interview them later on and like they fell off the wagon and gained all the weight back and stuff, it always came back to like, well, one day I didn't, like the, it took thinking, but yeah. it was like they didn't brush their teeth one day and it jacked up their whole mentality for the entire day and started that downward spiral of everything falling apart because they didn't keep that one promise to themselves that they could do.
That's why they're called critical tasks yeah. because they are critical to success throughout the rest of your day. If part of your day and your wellness journey is drinking a gallon of water, and that one day you don't drink a gallon of water, you have fallen off that horse and it's hard to get back on it.
I don't know.
Anything. If your goal is to work out for 30 minutes every day, that one day that you skip, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when people like us go on vacation, it takes us 2 days to turn things off because we are such habitual people that we're just used to doing it every day. Mm-hmm. And where some people work 9 to 5 and they shut off every day at 5, it's not that big of a deal for that person, but they're not in such a big leadership role that of an executive of a company or something. You don't have to own the company to be that big, but a lot of people, their day shuts off. But when you're in an executive position or a management position, a lot of times you're on call and have to stay, I don't know. There's a reason why you have mm-hmm. such a high income. You're not just an accountant that sits in a cubicle that can just shut it off. You have to stay on task every day. That's the reason why you get paid the way you get paid and you are in a leadership role within the company.
I think that with this success list stuff, I think that there comes a lot of what we had talked about in the last couple podcasts, all coming back to it's easy to say that you're going to do that, but unless you have the discipline and the self-reflection of I didn't do it today and now I feel bad about it I'm going to do better tomorrow. Because a lot of people will say, I didn't do it. Well, it's just one day. It's okay.
Yep. Well, and that's where
they completely like say, well, I screwed up today, so it doesn't matter
that's
anymore.
Where me as the person that's owns the company, CEO, that's part of my daily list is to check their wins and losses. Mm-hmm. And they have to reflect on their day. So essentially the left side of the page has these 5 tasks, whether they win or lose. Then the right side of the very next page, if it's a 2-page spread, has successes, like what happened and what could be fixed. Like it's a reflection mm-hmm. page, essentially.
Yeah. That's what I like to do with a lot of my clients too, is they'll message me and be like, man, I did crap yesterday. I ate Cheetos. I sat on the couch. I didn't work out. And then it's like, okay, well, I'm not going to tell you to beat yourself up about it because you beat yourself up, you feel worse, and you keep doing worse.
Yeah, that's right. But, you're on a roll, so I'm going to restart the cameras and you just talk.
But I want you to sit down and think about what happened yesterday and don't feel bad about it, but how do you fix that next time and how do you get back on track today and how do you keep moving forward so next time you're feeling that same feeling coming on or something's happening in your life that feels out of control, what can you do differently to continue on with that goal and that success? That's all I have for that.
Well, that sounded really good. I mean, and that's any aspect of life, you have to have these checks and balances. Otherwise, you don't know what you're doing.
It sounds wishy-washy, but you got to be so introspective.
Yeah. Otherwise, whenever
you gotta be honest with yourself.
Yeah. Otherwise, when you try to start one of these lists, you say, I don't even know what I do during the day. It's serious. I mean, that's true though. And there are so many people that just go through the motions. But in 2018, when you first started, 2019, you had to think about all the things that you were going to do during the day.
Yeah.
And you've turned those into habits. So now you don't have to think about them. And I remember whenever you first started, you had to really figure out what you were going to do every single day. But now you don't think about it, so you don't remember. It's kind of like when you drive a certain thing every day, day in, day out, you don't pay attention. You don't really remember the drive. I mean, you were there and you were present, but you weren't paying attention to everything around you. That's where the reflection portion comes in. But even 6 months from now, your list has changed so much that you're actually doing 20 things, but 15 of those 20 things are habits that you, they don't have to be on the list anymore because you're working out because that's just what you do. You're reading 5 or 10 pages or a chapter in a book every day because that's just what you do. You don't have to think about that. You're eating a specific diet every day. That doesn't need to be on the list because that's just what you do every single day. Mm-hmm. You've built that habit.
So your goal is to build habits within your employees that are going to move their needle forward within the company.
Yeah, that's right. And the company as a whole.
So would you suggest that someone writes the list for you in that position? Or is it going to be something when these people are hired on, they come to you with a list and then you help direct it?
I think they will come to me with a list. So Kenzie, for example, she's been working 2 weeks, right? This is her third week. So now I've let her do her own thing for 2 weeks. So this, between now and Friday, we're going to figure out what she's been doing every day because she's been kind of compiling a list of how she's been reaching out to people. No, like nobody's replied to an email because a lot of times emails go to junk mail. Starting in 2022, Google changed some of the ways that people receive emails. And a lot of times initially, if you've never read an email from that person or you didn't sign up, they'll go to junk mail. So we're going to review how she's been structuring her day. How many mock-ups has she been doing? How has she been sending them to the clients? How many meetings has she been going to? How many one-on-one meetings? How many group meetings? How many networking events? What is she doing to plan for the future? Like, is she doing the home and garden event that's coming up in March? And did she go to the boat event that had just happened? Because there's a lot of influential people that go to boating venues. And what's she going to do to help facilitate the St. Jude house that we're getting ready to work with? And then go from there and come up with her 5 critical tasks.
So if I'm doing this on my own, I'm, you know, an independent person working for myself, whatever, or this is just something I want to do in my life.
Right.
How often, like, I know you're saying once it becomes a habit, you take it off, but how often do you do that self-reflection to try and figure out, okay, is this a habit now or do I still need this on my list? And I know it's probably generalized up to different people, but like, do you think that like once a month, after 21, like the first of every month, should you re-look at your list and reassess, or every couple of weeks or longer?
I think you'd need to look at it weekly because sometimes you don't, every day is not going to look the same because you know.
Because I think that's a bigger reflection. It's one thing to reflect every day, like, why did I win this? Why did I lose this? How could I do that better? But it's another, I think, deeper reflection to look at that list and be like, okay, this comes easy to me now and I know I'm going to do that every day.
Right. Yeah.
I think that's a harder acknowledgement.
Why do I never accomplish this fifth thing?
Yeah.
What could I change? What could I switch this fourth thing to that helps me accomplish the fifth thing or whatever? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you are never able to drink a gallon of water a day and that's the thing that makes you fail, then
I can't put that on my
list. Needs to be a half a gallon. That way you can, because your body just doesn't need a gallon of water. And then once that half gallon is a habit, then maybe 3/4 of a gallon, whatever that is. And that's not saying that it's never going to be possible for you to drink that gallon of water. It's just saying your body has to get used to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's got to be more advanced.
You got to set big goals, but if you set them too high.
This is not your goal list.
I know, but it's like.
But it's this, yes.
Essentially, my goal is drink a gallon of water a day.
Yeah. No, your goal.
Yeah, if you put that on there.
That's an action item, is to drink a gallon. Your goal is to
be hydrated.
Of what the gallon of water will result in. Like your goal is $10,000 in sales, and the only way you're going to get those $10,000 in sales is to make that 21 points of contact or to read or listen to a podcast. You have to listen to some kind of business podcast every day. Now, I would not have to put that on my list because I listen to podcasts all the time. So those are action items that make you achieve your bigger goal. So you could take your goals for the year that you had put, and then you create action items around those goals. Mm-hmm. Daily critical tasks that need to get done to accomplish those big year-end goals. And those are the five action items that you need to put on there.
Okay.
So, see I think if I that's can it. Do it. That's it for the podcast. Pretty
think
much.
About my
Kim's got a
action items. My to-do list every day is just like 100 things I write down. So,
yeah, but that's
different.
Different.
I need two lists.
No, you need to get the top of those things that need to get done, and then create a plan. I don't know. There are a lot of things that need to get done, but these are your five critical tasks that have to get done.
Yeah, I have to think part of it.
No matter what.
I feel like a lot of people would fall into the same category as me, is you have so much in your mind that you have to do, quote unquote, that feel important but probably are not that important, that it's almost seems like a daunting task to be like, okay, these are the five things I actually have to do.
Yeah, and then the reflection of what you actually did is a portion of that. Because if you think you need to wash clothes, but then you don't wash clothes for the next 4 days, then did you really need to wash the clothes? You know what I'm saying? You didn't need to. You needed to 4 days from now, but you didn't need to do that today because you didn't do it. And obviously the day went on.
Yep.
You know, but you thought you did. But if you didn't and the world didn't end, that's fine. You washed them 3 days later and it still got done, but it didn't get done that day. So it technically shouldn't have been a thought in your mind for that specific day. It should have been a thought on Thursday instead of Monday. Yeah. That's what a lot of people, that's why a lot of people waste time, is because they think they need to do these thousand things.
Things feel important.
Only need to do.
When you're stressed and you got a lot going on, things feel important.
Yeah, I know. But only a few of those things are actually important.
I see that. I got to work on my list. I think that's going to take me a while.
First thing on Kim's list is to work on the list.
To work on my list every day and then make sure it's pretty and color coordinated and has the right things it's on it.
Very simple. I mean, number 1 through 5, put a W and a L on there. And on the next page, reflect. Keep it simple. That was the whole point of the podcast. How we're going to keep these things simple. 5 things that you have to get done. And they can change.
So. All right. Well, I better work on my list. I think you've already been thinking about your list.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good kind of action item for everybody to take away. At least reflect and think if something like that would help you in where you are in whether it's business or life or some kind of goal that you have.
Yeah. Especially if you're feeling overwhelmed, you need to reflect on the things, make out your list of 100 things that you think need to get done. It's not possible to get that many things done. Break it down into those 5 action items. And it's like they say, whenever you eat an elephant, the only way to do it's one bite at a time.
Gross.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
Thank you for listening to the Kim and Kyle podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next episode. If you want to grow your business, follow us on social media. And if you want to have a good day, go pet a dog.